I am Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is June 12th, 2011. The website is theskepticarena.com. In today's show, these comments were taken from the Internet Movie Database comment board for the movie Agora. My replies to the comments follow. The first comment by Arthur Dental. I guess they don't like their faith question. It's not like the themes were made up. Christians did murder pagan women and children, and vice versa. They did destroy much of the knowledge and works of the ancient world. They did chase the Jews out of the city and murder Hypatia. If you don't like any of it, don't blame the movie. And if you do question the movie, then please also question your own faith and the actions of its followers. When you see Agora stripped and killed at the end, think of the hundreds and thousands of accused witches during the centuries of inquisitions across Europe. Most of the victims were women. Literature abounds on how to identify devil marks on witches' bodies. It's funny the things people get upset about, and judging from the limited screenplay, at best 17 screens across the whole U.S. of A., the land of the free and brave, most people can be quite upset about them. Religions, you gotta love them. Arthur, I saw the movie too, and I have nothing to add. Your review was right on target. The next comment comes from someone calling themselves Dumpington. He begins by quoting Arthur Dental. When you see Agora stripped and killed at the inn, think of the hundreds and thousands of accused witches during the centuries of inquisitions across Europe. Most of the victims were women. Dumpington replies, yes, if you go back in time several centuries, you can always find power-hungry people abusing their authority, even in Christian nations and societies. But again, you've got to go back several hundred years. Dumpington, why do you assume one must go back several centuries to find power-hungry people abusing their authority? Is your TV set broken? Don't you read the papers? Do you ever visit any websites other than Facebook? Like news sites, for instance? How could anyone be that naive about current world events? You don't have to go back in time to find Christians killing. You only have to dig up today's news, where you can find Christians who are still burning witches. Try Googling Africa witch burning, but not on an empty stomach. Wherever they hold power, Christians are still discriminating against homosexuals and non-believers. And they still cause countless deaths by dissuading people from using contraception in the battle against AIDS. You try to defend Christianity's evil history with the pathetic excuse, it happened long ago. But that defense fails because there is no statute of limitations on evil. You may ignore your long bloody history, but the world will never forget what you ghost worshippers have done to millions of innocent victims. Thou shalt not kill? You've got to be kidding me. Dumpington continues. Of course, with modern-day Islam, there are women being stoned to death, even today, for trying to learn to read or not wanting to marry the man their father or brothers insist they marry. Dumpington, how easy it is for you to criticize other religions for doing what your religion did not that long ago. And Dumpington, stoning isn't found in the Quran, but it is in the Bible. He said anyone can deeply insult Christianity today in the United States without fear of imprisonment or death. And what is wrong with that, Dumpington? Are you saying that we should return to imprisonment or death for insulting Christianity? Maybe you'd be happier in a faith like Islam, where insulting religion still carries the penalties you seem to think are fair. He said artists do it all the time. No, Dumpington, some artists have done it on a few occasions. He said, and the ACLU will even sue art galleries, refusing to exhibit their blasphemous works of art, like the crucifix in a jar of urine. Dumpington, you just confirmed for everyone that what I just said about you was true. You do still believe in the concept of blasphemy. Fortunately, we here in America have ditched that concept for freedom of speech. It is obvious that I was correct earlier when I proposed that you'd be much happier in Islam, a faith that still shares your values. Dumpington concludes by saying, but try drawing a cartoon picture of the Prophet Muhammad and see if anyone will publish it. Not even the ACLU will help you. They fear modern-day Islam way too much. Dumpington, radical Muslims still exist in the Dark Ages mentality. That is the same mentality that Christianity used in the past to control most of the Western world for centuries. Now that modern humans have civilized the Christians and done away with most of their biblically approved activities, their religion is falling worldwide. Islam is growing because they still resort to the tried and true methods of intimidation, threats, violence, and murder to enforce their control over the masses. A new commenter enters. Darren replies to Dumpington. He begins, but that's not because Christians are morally superior to Muslims or because it's a better religion. It's because secularists in the U.S. and the Western world slowly drag Christianity out of the stoning, witch-burning, slave-owning Dark Ages against their will and made progress in our society. No one's been able to do that in the Middle East yet because they have too much of a toehold on the governments there. If you open the Bible, you'll see it's filled with the same foul, vile crap as the Quran is. But we've made progress in diminishing the influence the Bible actually has on society in the last 250 years, which is a good thing. Now Darren replies to the following statement made by commenter Lee Zuckett, who had said, the difference is Christianity did change. Ups and downs, of course, but it did. Will the others? The one key difference I must give to Christians is the belief in free will. Darren's reply, free will doesn't jibe with Christianity, though. You have the choice to obey God, but if you don't, you will be painfully tortured forever. That's not free will. It's do what I say or pay for it. If someone pulled a gun on you and said, you can choose not to give me your wallet, but the consequence is I'm going to shoot you, is that free will? Darren, I couldn't have put it any better than that. Now Lacedaemonians enters the debate, but I will just call him Demon for short. And he replies to Darren, you mean the morally superior secularists, especially communists, who murdered over 100 million people during the 20th century? Demon, why do you think that communism implies secularism? China is a communist nation, and yet they have almost a billion religious believers. Cuba is a communist nation, and they are all Catholics. Russia was, and likely still is, a communist nation, but attempts by leaders there to extinguish religion failed. And what evidence do you offer in support of your claim, murdered over 100 million people? Now Demon quotes Darren, who had said, if you open the Bible, you'll see it's filled with the same foul, vile crap as the Quran is, but we've made progress in diminishing the influence the Bible actually has on society in the last 250 years, which is a good thing. Now Demon rushes to the defense of his God. The foul, vile crap is the politically correct nonsense that the left has indoctrinated you with to hate Christianity. Demon, like all Christian apologists are trained to do, when you can't defend against an accusation because it is true, you resort to the red herring logical fallacy to distract everyone's attention by changing the subject. The left has nothing to do with religion. You are mixing politics and religion. Hate for Christianity does not come from a political group, but from its own long, bloody history. Hate, I might add, that is well earned. Darren replies by quoting Demon. You mean the morally superior secularists, especially communists, who murdered over 100 million people during the 20th century? To which Darren replied, no, because those were not secularists in the U.S., which was a direct quote from my post. Did you just read secularists, start foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog, and not even finish the sentence? Darren quotes Demon again. The foul, vile crap is the politically correct nonsense that the left has indoctrinated you with to hate Christianity. To which Darren replies, oh really? So just to clarify, are you saying you don't find anything in the Bible evil or offensive? Darren, even if he did, he would never risk eternal damnation by admitting it. Now Demon responds to Darren. He quotes Darren. No, because those were not secularists in the U.S., which was a direct quote from my post. Did you just read secularists, start foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog, and not even finish the sentence? To which Demon replies, you said secularists in the U.S. and the Western world. Marx was a secularist who lived, studied, and formulated his horrific ideology in the Western world. As it happens, the secularists, also known as leftists, in the USA, advocate the very same Marxist ideas that were instrumental in the mass murder of 100 million people during the 20th century. Demon, what evidence do you offer to link Marxist ideas to mass murder? The only ideology I have ever found that condones and encourages mass murder is found in your Bible. Demon continues, leftist advocacy of total government, statism, Marxist socialism, hatred of Western civilization. Demon, it's dictionary time. Statism, the belief that the centralization of power in a state is the ideal or best way to organize humanity. Demon, power in America is centralized under the U.S. Constitution. That has worked far better than your desire to centralize power under the Bible. Your hatred of Marxist socialism shows that you don't even know what it is. It is neither good nor evil, simply a governmental and economic system. And why would the left advocate hatred of its own civilization? That doesn't even make sense, which is probably why you understand it. He said racial hatred of whites and blacks, hatred of Americans, hatred of capitalism, hatred of the rich, hatred of Christianity, etc., is shaping up to play a similar genocidal role in near-future American society. Demon, what you fail to realize in your naive worldview where everything is no more complex than black or white, left or right, them or us, is that the left contains all those people you claim that it hates. Whites, blacks, Americans, capitalists, the rich, and Christians. And if you really want to see racial hatred, open your Bible to Numbers 25, verses 6 through 8. Like most Christians, it will probably take you days to find verses you've never read. You predict a future genocide in American society, yet your belief in the rapture, which you believe is a future worldwide genocide, is a glorious dream come true for you. I guess mass murder is okay with you as long as it has been approved by the spirit world. Now Demon quotes Darren again. Oh really? So just to clarify, are you saying you don't find anything in the Bible evil or offensive? To which Demon responds, I don't defend the ancient Near East concept of justice, that the innocent must suffer with the guilty, which is thematic in the Old Testament Bronze Age war tactics of Joshua's conquest. Demon, you people are so predictable. You answer Darren by shifting the Old Testament evil onto ancient Jewish soldiers. Demon, if you ever do decide to read that dusty Bible under your stack of Playboys, open it to Joshua 6, verse 16, and you'll discover who confessed to planning Joshua's massacre. Here's a hint. It wasn't the devil. Demon continues. However, the New Testament preaching of Jesus, Christianity, was a great moral example. Demon, are we reading the same Bible? I don't find anything morally great about telling people to abandon their families and join him on the televangelist circuit. Demon concludes this comment with, that directly shaped Western values that put an end to much of the horror of life that was the ancient pre-Christian world and is the modern non-Christian world. Demon, let's just hope the post-Christian world is in the foreseeable future. Now for Darren's reply to Demon. Darren quotes Demon. Marx was a secularist who lived, studied, and formulated his horrific ideology in the Western world. To which Darren responds, notwithstanding the fact that there have been lunatics of all stripes who have managed to seize power in the past 100 years, as a whole, society in the Western world is a hell of a lot better off with the secular advancements of the intervening 400 years than it was when it was ruled by adherents to Judeo-Christian principles. Do you dispute this? Also, if you honestly think that pro-big business, moderate conservative democratic politicians like Obama, Pelosi, Reid, et al., are anything close to liberal or socialist, then you're probably watching a steady diet of Glenn Beck. We'd be a lot better off if they were. Marx would be turning over in his grave if he saw a president hand out billions of dollars to failed CEOs as part of a bailout, and then heard people describe him as socialist. Now Darren quotes Demon again. I don't defend the ancient Near East concept of justice that the innocent must suffer with the guilty, which is thematic in the Old Testament Bronze Age war tactics of Joshua's conquest. To which Darren responds, well, that's an improvement. A post ago, you responded negatively to my claim that the Bible contains lots of foul, vile crap. Now you're basically admitting that there is lots of foul, vile crap, but it's all in the Old Testament. So that's progress. Unfortunately, you're still wrong. The New Testament and the alleged teachings of Jesus, while less bloody and barbaric, still contain lots of things we know today to be barbaric, archaic, and demonstrably false. Jesus, according to the Bible, condoned slavery in Ephesians 6, 5 through 9. Was anti-women's rights and equality in Luke 2:23, Romans 1:27, 1 Corinthians 11:3, 1 Corinthians 14:34-35, and 1 Timothy 2:9, and plan to destroy the world in a full-scale terrorist attack, then torture anyone who didn't believe in him in hell forever. Not to mention Matthew 5:17, where Jesus says he fully supports the keeping of the old law, which you say you can't possibly defend in light of modern society. He also says in Mark 4:11-12 that he speaks in parables so he can confuse people and that they'll wind up in hell because they didn't understand Jesus. He compares God the Father to a slave owner who whips his slaves with many stripes in Luke 12:46-47, and so on and so on. There's cruelty and nonsense all over the New Testament. The fact that it's slightly less cruel and nonsensical than the Old Testament isn't a good argument. It still sucks as a philosophy, and probably the worst of all are these two concepts. Number one, pray for whatever you want and God will give it to you, if you sincerely believe in Jesus. Concept number two, all your sins can be forgiven because God had sex with a human, had a son, and had him murdered. In other words, lack of personal responsibility and blaming others for your own problems is at the core of Christian values. Of course, the Bible has some good things in it too. There's no denying that. But the bad stuff far outweighs the good stuff. And frankly, it's so self-contradictory and so inconsistent that most of the time you can pull two verses out of the gobbledygook and support both opposing sides of a debate with the Bible as the source for each side. My comment. Demon, did you listen to any of that? If so, you should realize this is not a guy you want to mess with. Demon responds to Darren. who had asked, "Do you dispute this?" To which Demon answers, "Of course I dispute this." Demon, you are proof that people who did not arrive at their beliefs through facts or logic cannot be persuaded by facts or logic. By now, Darren probably realizes that talking to you is like trying to collect sand with a sieve. Demon says, Western sieve's greatest values, for example, the value of the individual for his own sake, are based in Judeo-Christianity and Greek-Roman civilization. Demon, where in Judeo-Christian doctrine is value assigned to the individual? Hundreds of verses teach the exact opposite. He said the Enlightenment did not come out of a vacuum. Demon, you need to Google Age of Enlightenment. You'll find that your beliefs were not included. Now Demon responds to Darren's comment about current American Democratic leaders. Demon says, of course Obama and the rest of the socialist ilk are socialists. However, the path to a socialist paradise is not straight. Expanding government to the point where it becomes a partner in all human events is how the left gradually turns a capitalist-free society into a socialist-statist society. Demon, what makes you think you live in a capitalist-free society? What makes you think our country was ever a capitalist-free society? Our government is, and always has been, involved in many aspects of the American economy. Social programs are everywhere. You not only live in a fantasy world of invisible ghosts and devils, you also live in an America which only exists in your imagination. Demon, remember that the next time you go to the mailbox to pick up your unemployment check. He said the Federal Reserve and mega corporations like GE are monopolizing their respective markets and will ultimately become de facto government ministries of the emerging North American police state. Demon, your powerful mind has me confused again. Mega corporations like GE? Aren't they the very symbol of the capitalism and free economy you were raving about earlier? It looks like the path to your paradise isn't so straight either. And what has any of this got to do with a police state? It's amazing how you can connect completely unrelated ideas without even realizing what you are doing. But then again, knowing what you believe in is even more amazing. Demon continues, Glenn Beck is brilliant and informative. Demon, stop the presses. Everything has now become clearer. Up to this point, I have been willing to give you the benefit of the doubt and cut you some slack because it's obvious you are simply a deluded ghost worshiper. But it is now clear that you are way beyond that and live somewhere out in La La Land. Glenn Beck is your hero? Really? That would be the same Glenn Beck who had the lying Christian apologist David Barton on his show? That Glenn Beck? Okay, forget the civility. Let's just be brutally honest here. Demon, you are an imbecile. Demon continues, it's nice that someone in the media is sincere and backs up his claims of nefarious socialist schemes with hard evidence and direct quotations. Unfortunately, Demon, his hard evidence melts away when examined, even superficially. Only the most gullible members of the flock actually believe his lies, which is probably why your hero has had his ass kicked off the air. Even most of the flock wasn't that gullible. Demon said, Karl Marx was the founder of a murderous ideology responsible for the deaths of 100 million people. Demon, show me where his ideology promotes murder. You can't because you are making this stuff up. The only ideology I have ever seen that brags about murder is found in your Bible. Your God confesses to murdering far more than 100 million people, for instance, during Noah's flood. But you haven't got the guts to challenge an invisible ghost who is listening to every thought you think. That is why you defend and make excuses for his murders. Demon said, you should read about this, and you will begin to understand that Marxism is not the solution to your problems. Demon, you are trying to make your case through appeal to emotion because you believe that Marxism and socialism are bad words. You people use the word atheism the same way. None of those words are bad. They are merely descriptions of beliefs and views that differ from yours. Perhaps if you could defend your own views, which you obviously cannot, you wouldn't have to demonize the beliefs of others. Now Demon responds to Darren's comment about vile crap in the Bible. The ancient idea was that evil peoples bring divine justice upon themselves and their women and children. That's right, Demon. Blame the victims. He said, I suppose that during the Bronze Age wars for survival among ruthless and highly motivated peoples, the more ruthless and highly motivated tended to survive. Might makes right, eh, Demon? Why am I not surprised you use that argument? He said, Judaism and later Christianity developed ethical precepts as they developed concepts of mercy as well as justice. Demon, I've seen those ethical precepts, and I wasn't impressed. Apparently, modern civilization isn't impressed either, as it has done away with most of the ethics promoted in your good book. And what kind of logic are you avoid using to reach the conclusion that they believed in mercy? How does torturing those who choose the wrong God or no God register in your mind as mercy? Now Demon responds to Darren's attack on Jesus. Jesus was highly sympathetic to powerless people, especially women. Demon, I could quote verses, but why bother? Like all Christian apologists, you ignore the 90% of verses that prove you wrong. Now Demon says, read the Sermon on the Mount and understand the concepts. Demon, I think you may be the one who doesn't understand the concepts. Let's look at the Sermon on the Mount. Earlier, you vilified the left for hating the rich, but apparently you don't have any problem when Jesus does the same thing. From Luke 6:24, but woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Demon, let's take another look at mercy, this time from the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew 10:33, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. I guess mercy is a one-way street, huh, Demon? Jesus also discussed enemies during the sermon. From Luke 6:27, but I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. What a great verse, huh, Demon? Not that Christians ever follow it. Why don't Christians follow it? Because, being Christians, they are supposed to be Christ-like. So how does Jesus treat his enemies? He tells us in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Demon, what happened to love your enemies? But I will give Jesus credit for one piece of good advice from Matthew 6:5-6. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth the secret shall reward thee openly. Demon, it's too bad that Christians follow that verse about as well as they followed, thou shalt not kill. I think they use Bible whiteout to erase both of them. Demon said, rather than picking passages to deliberately misinterpret and to spew crap in order to satisfy leftist hatreds, Demon, the only people who cherry-pick passages with the intention to deliberately misinterpret them would be you guys. You are projecting your own actions onto others. And leftist hatreds have nothing to do with your childish religious beliefs. He said slavery was a fact of ancient life. Dude, 150 years ago was not ancient life. Yes, sports fans, Demon is actually going to try to defend slavery. So sit back and enjoy the show and watch what he will say when he believes that every word he speaks and every thought he thinks is being monitored by a monster who, if provoked, could banish him into hell. Demon says, in Ephesians, Paul made admonitions for all the major relationships of his era. Slaves should obey their masters. Masters should treat slaves well. Where's the controversy? Demon, the controversy is that you refuse to admit that your God got the concept of slavery completely wrong. Slaves should not obey their masters, and masters should not treat their slaves well, because there should be no such thing as slavery, and that is something your God should have known. Demon continues, please note that slavery was largely done away with during the Middle Ages throughout Christendom. Demon, please note that slavery was largely done away with in the Bible Belt during the Civil War, hundreds of years later. He continues, please note that during the 19th century, Christians launched the only largely successful worldwide anti-slavery movement in history. Yeah, Demon, against other Christians. Now Demon responds to Darren's Bible quotes. He says, the parables are very straightforward. Demon, parables, by definition, are the opposite of straightforward. That's why they are called parables. He said, you are only confused if you choose to be confused. Demon, you are looking in a mirror and you don't even know it. He said, Jesus said he came to fulfill the law. He was not referring to Joshua, who did not lay down any long-term law. That's right, Demon. He was referring to his father, the mass-murdering psychopath of the desert. Now Demon responds to Darren's attacks on the core Christian beliefs of prayer and atonement by saying, well, that's projection on the part of Marxists. Demon, Marxism has nothing to do with Darren's comments on your Bible. Again, you are resorting to the red herring logical fallacy to try to escape that which you cannot defend. And now Demon responds to the two Christian concepts that Darren had criticized. Number one, pray for whatever you want and the state will give it to you, if you sincerely believe in the state. Two, there are no sins because everything is relative. Everyone is entitled to everything from the state at someone else's expense. Everyone is a victim, and individuals are not important compared to the collective. In other words, lack of personal responsibility and blaming others for your own problems is at the core of leftist values. Demon, you couldn't defend against Darren's accusation, so your only recourse was to try to distract the audience by rewording the accusations and then throwing them back at him. But most interesting is number two, where you criticize Marxism for espousing the very values Christianity cherishes. Everyone is entitled to everything from the state. That describes what you expect from God for believing in Him. You call it heaven. Everyone is a victim. That describes the Christian concept of original sin, which as a Christian, you swallow whole hog. Individuals are not important. That describes your relationship with God, which is obedient servitude and worship. Lack of personal responsibility. That describes advice from the New Testament where you are told to give no thought to tomorrow because God will take care of everything. Blaming others for your own problems. That describes the Christian victim mentality you displayed earlier when you blamed societal ills on political ideas with which you do not agree. How can anyone be as oblivious to their own hypocrisy as you are? I guess the answer to that lies in the instruction manual from which you work. Demon continues, I don't believe that God has a goodie bag for believers. Demon, then what do you call heaven? He continues, rather, God teaches us to be better people through Jesus' teachings and through personal experience. Well, Demon, it's clear He didn't teach us to be better people through His teachings, but as Darren tried to point out to you, Jesus wasn't all that much better. Demon said, Jesus' sacrifice demonstrates God's love for His people. Yeah, demon, and hell demonstrates God's love for the rest. Demon concludes, you should get a good study Bible and really read it and try to sincerely understand it rather than swallowing whole whatever nonsense your leftist professors shove down your throat. Demon, I could say the same thing to you about the Quran. When you can explain to Darren why you deny their holy book, then you'll have your answer as to why 4.5 billion people on earth deny yours. And now we move to the science segment. Today's topic, nanoparticles with honeycomb cavities containing drugs blast cancer cells. Melding nanotechnology and medical research, researchers have produced an effective strategy that uses nanoparticles to blast cancerous cells with an assortment of killer drugs. The researchers describe silica nanoparticles about 150 nanometers in diameter as honeycombed with cavities that can store large amounts and varieties of drugs. The enormous capacity of the nanoporous core with its high surface area, combined with the improved targeting of an encapsulating lipid bilayer called a liposome, permit a single protocell loaded with a drug cocktail to kill a drug-resistant cancer cell. That's a millionfold increase in efficiency over comparable methods employing liposomes alone as drug carriers. The nanoparticles and the surrounding cell-like membranes formed from liposomes together become the combination referred to as a protocell. The membrane seals in the deadly cargo and is modified with molecules known as peptides that bind specifically to receptors overexpressed on the cancer cell's surface. Too many receptors is one signal the cell is cancerous. The nanoparticles provide stability to the supported membrane and contain and release the therapeutic cargo within the cell. A current Food and Drug Administration approved nanoparticle delivery strategy is to use liposomes themselves to contain and deliver the cargo. In a head-to-head comparison of targeted liposomes and protocells with identical membrane and peptide compositions, the greater cargo capacity, stability, and targeting efficacy of protocells leads to many times greater destruction directed specifically toward human liver cancer cells. Another advantage to protocells over liposomes alone is that liposomes used as carriers need specialized loading strategies that make the process more difficult. Researchers have demonstrated they can soak nanoparticles to load them with unique drug combinations needed for personalized medicine. They effectively encapsulate toxins as well as ribonucleic acid that silence expression of proteins. RNA, the biological messenger that tells cells which proteins to manufacture, in this case is used to silence the cellular factory, a way of causing apoptosis or cell death. The lipids also serve as a shield that restricts toxic chemotherapy drugs from leaking from the nanoparticle until the protocell binds to and takes hold within the cancer cell. This means that few poisons leak into the system of the human host if the protocells find no cancer cells. This cloaking mitigates toxic side effects expected from conventional chemotherapy. Instead, the particles, crafted small enough to float under the radar of the liver and other cleansing organs, can circulate harmlessly for days or weeks seeking their prey. A library of phages, those are viruses that attack bacteria, was created by researchers to expose the phages to a group of cancerous cells and normal cells, allowing identification of peptides that bind specifically to cancer cells but not normal cells. Proteins modified with a targeting peptide that binds to a particular carcinoma exhibit a 10,000-fold greater affinity for that cancer than for other unrelated cells. A key feature of their protocell is that its fluid bilayer allows high-affinity binding with just a few of these peptides overall. This reduces nonspecific binding and immune response. The method is being tested on human cancer cells in vivo and will shortly be tested on mouse tumors. The researchers continue to optimize the size of the porous silica particle, which is formed by aerosolizing a precursor solution. The porous nanoparticle fabrication process, called evaporation-induced self-assembly, produces particles from 50 nanometers to several microns in diameter. Particle sizes between 50 and 150 nanometers in diameter are ideal for maximizing circulation and uptake into cancer cells, so the particles are pre-selected by size before their formation into protocells. Their overall dimensions determine how widely they'll be distributed in the bloodstream. Researchers are altering their synthesis to favor the smaller sizes. Also of importance to the circulation time of the particle are its electrical charge and hydrophobicity, meaning avoidance of water, which can improve or detract from its ability to remain free of unwanted molecular or energetic entanglements. Researchers estimate that the method may be commercially available in 5 years. And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Bill Cosby, born in 1937, he is 73 years old. Bill Cosby is an American comedian, actor, author, television producer, educator, musician, and activist. A veteran stand-up performer, he got his start at various clubs, then landed a starring role in the 1960s action show I Spy. He later starred in his own series, the situation comedy The Bill Cosby Show. Cosby has also acted in a number of films. And now for the quote from Bill Cosby. A word to the wise ain't necessary. It's the stupid ones who need the advice. I didn't realize that Bill Cosby knew Demon.
Are you ready, Goose? Start walking.